As he flew near the Ilianheni Gardens, Sermano sensed the half-breed. He woke inside a dimly lit room. The sister is here. A sinister smile crossed his lips. She had secured his body in ropes. From this he knew she would not trust him. He watched her in the glow of the firelight. Her dark tattoos seductively traced down her shoulders and up the backs of her legs. His eyes squinted into an evil glare as he felt desire rising in his body. "Please untie me," he breathed out the words with a low, rumbling voice. "Your brother means to leave you there until he gets back," Fiona answered, glancing at him from the hearth. "There is another brother," Sermanos thought to himself, sensing the danger. "How many more elves are there?" he asked in a calming voice. "Just our own," Fiona answered again. "The runners have not found any more since you have been gone." "Come to me," the Dragon Lord hissed into Fiona's mind, pushing her unguarded will into darkness. Fiona turned away from the fire and stood before him. Sermano strained to put his hands around her neck, but they were held helplessly apart by the ropes just beyond his reach. Fiona leaned in, nose to nose, pressing her body closer. Her markings pleasurably hummed to life under her skin as she opened the front of his shirt. He loomed in closer. With eyes riveted into his, Fiona tickled his sneering upper lip with the tip of her tongue. Her hands worked to free him from his clothes, echoing the desire of his rising dragon blood. "Loosen my ropes," Sermanos commanded through gritted teeth. His long tongue licked the salty sweetness of her skin as she leaned over, reaching to untie his left wrist. Sermano savagely wrapped his fingers around Fiona's unguarded neck. She could not even make a sound as he dug in. And then, as quickly as he slipped into this body, the Dragon Lord was torn away. "No!" Rovash howled, realizing the monster had violated him again. Fiona was too close. The fact that he had her by the throat could only mean one thing. Rovash frantically kicked Fiona with all his might. Her body flew, slamming hard into the stone hearth across the room. Her blank eyes stared at him as she lay unmoving in the fire. "Forgive me, please forgive me," Rovash sobbed, praying Fiona felt no pain as the true death took her into the flames. Sermanos found himself back in his dragon body. It had flown too far from the mountains. The dragon let out an angry roar as it turned again, spinning madly as it landed. "My body, it has somehow escaped. Incompetent, useless priests, I shall end them all," he savagely raged. Blinded from knowing exactly where he had been, he desperately searched the mountains. EJ slammed through the door to find Rovash hanging himself against the wall. The smell of flesh and hair burning caught his attention. Fiona was lying in the hearth. He quickly pulled her unconscious body out of the fire. EJ glared at his brother and wanted to kill him for doing such a thing, but he knew the reaction to the dragon was not Ro's fault. The bindings held, but Rovash strained hard against the rope. It cut into his neck and wrists. Blood ran down his forearms and down his chest as he jerked forward again and again and again, his eyes flung wide with terror. He foamed spittle from his mouth. "He knows of you. We must keep her from him. Do not let him take her. End yourselves before he comes back," Rovash bellowed hysterically. He slumped to his knees in exhaustion. "I am not afraid of what might come," EJ firmly tried to calm Ro down with his voice, so he'd stop struggling. EJ remembered Fiona's pack had a slumber potion. He found the tincture and poured some over Rovash's lips into his mouth. Rovash's breath came rough against the rope. "I know you will not fail me, brother," EJ whispered, as Ro's pleading eyes fell silent. EJ carried Fiona to one of the sleeping rooms and laid her on the nearest bed. He quickly stripped off her smoldering clothes. She was severely burned deep into an oozing, broken shoulder. There was blood where her throat was torn. EJ squeezed his eyes shut in concentration as he held his hands over her injuries to stop the bleeding. The familiar healing light came flooding into him. Welcome to Tales of Eldalorn. We are officially into 50 episodes of the story, and only 3 episodes away from the end of the season and the end of Book 1. I hope you enjoyed our time together in the land of Anghali. I am your author-narrator, Carly Bon. Today I am reading for you Chapter 48, Dragon Fight. "No, I cannot breathe," Fiona's voice shouted her last thoughts as she struggled to escape. Her words echoed off the darkness of a bad dream. Waving her fingers in front of her face, she could not see them. She sat up and scowled at the blindness in her eyes. "Rovash," Fiona cried, remembering the choking pain she felt as he ripped into her throat. "Rovash, I know it's not your fault," she rubbed her neck. "I know this weighs heavy on your heart," a voice answered her. "Rovash," Fiona sobbed, not hearing the voice. "He is damaged beyond all hope," Fiona hugged herself. "He was my friend." She turned towards the darkness for solace. "The dragon has come for him," Fiona flatly said. "I know," EJ gently clasped her face in his hands, but she did not respond to the light. Fiona only heard a distant whisper. "You must stay with me. Wake up, wake up." And she felt utterly cold and alone. "It might be a mercy just to do as he asks and end this suffering," Fiona keened, grief-stricken. She wanted to die with that thought. Her body curled in upon itself. Burning knotted in her gut and ran searing into her neck and shoulder. She cried out in the pain of the fire that consumed her. "Fiona, you must not go there." EJ grew brighter, snuffing out the flames. He breathed blue glowing streams to cool the damage. "Please, Fiona, please," he desperately tried to hold on to her body. It spun out of control, disappearing into the shadows. "Fiona, no!" Ejlum raised his voice. "Stay with me!" And the darkness shook with a rumbling quake. Fiona stopped moving. Ejlum caught up with her. She stood in the shadows, clutching at her shoulder. Fiona turned her face towards Ejlum's light, suddenly sensing his closeness. "My eyes have gone dark," she whimpered. "Why have they quit working?" Startled that she had not recognized him before. "Ejlum, help me." Her fingertips found him in the darkness. She felt his arms pull her close and wrap around her. His breath poured into her like a soft spring breeze on her face. Lips gently kissed her blinded eyes. Fiona's eyes cleared and she could see again. The pain and confusion melted away as she stood basking in radiant light. She shaded her brow in the glare of Ejlem's healing. Fiona calmly smiled at him and EJ smiled back, recognizing she was more than just herself today. "You are my heart," EJ's words reverberated in her ears, and both her eyes fluttered open in the dim room of the ranger outpost. "That was not good," Fiona moaned. She felt heavier than usual, with her body smashed into the old cot materials. The soreness of her beat-up ribs let her know immediately that she was in the realm of the living. Fiona inhaled deeply and let her breath out slowly, gauging where all the damage was. "Oh," she moaned, daring not to move. EJ was sitting next to her, holding her fingertips to his lips. He gently kissed them and blew on them. "You are a tougher kind of Edelith, my Fiona, I swear it." EJ filled her senses with a brilliant smile, and she thankfully took it all in. "I wonder if our daughter will be as strong as her beautiful mother." EJ's sudden sweetness did not register with Fiona. She smiled. "You mean our son," she corrected him, thinking of Elgillion. "No, I mean daughter," was all he had to say. Fiona's eyes locked into his. "This does not make me happy. Our lives are not safe," she said with a concerned look on her face. "You told me yourself I am too young to bear offspring." She gave EJ a questioning look. He just shrugged his shoulders. "But it seems nature is not keeping within the rules this time." Fiona was in shock. They gazed into each other's eyes. "We will have to sort out the rules later," EJ said. Fiona sighed, looking up at the ceiling. He leaned forward and kissed her. His nose tenderly lingered close to hers. "I am glad you are both unscathed." EJ tried not to relay the lingering feelings of what a close call that was. He did not know if he could have brought her spirit back if she had crossed over past the threshold. "Rest now." EJ placed his hand on Fiona's shoulder and was glad to find it healed. "We may have a dragon to deal with if Rovash is not still with us," he softly whispered. Fiona suddenly looked exhausted. "Close your eyes and rest," EJ said. A soothing blue light surrounded her as he gently ran his fingers across her cheek. Ejlem didn't want to leave so soon, but he had to find out if Rovash was still his brother or if he had become something else. High King Felderon's forces finally arrived in Etten Falls. Their generals finalized the attack strategy into the ancient goblin ruins in the mountains. An army of 5,000 men descended into the tunnels from both directions. Their surprise attack destroyed the horde at its source. The dragon was not there to defend its twisted cult, as the soldiers flooded the caverns with oil and fire and let the flames engulf every chamber. Thick gaseous air ignited near the rock ceiling. It exploded and crashed down with crushing heat, destroying all traces of the goblin horde and the cult. The king's men destroyed the entrances, sealing them up forever. If any survived inside the caverns, they would soon be dead under the weight of the fallen mountain. It seemed the east and west valleys were now safe again from the ravages of the shadow cult. This was too easy. Where is the dragon? And where are Eaglem and Fiona? They should have returned by now. And there has been no sign of Commander Rovash in all this. Dakin wouldn't buy the victory the young general was handing out. His friends were still missing. There were too many questions left unanswered. The Velivar Fort sent out their own men to search the valley for the dragon and to look for their lost commander in hopes that he had somehow escaped the devastation. Dakin also sent riders south and west to search for any sign of Eaglem and Fiona. The Dragon Lord glared at Eaglem as he entered the detainment room. "Did you save the stinking she-elf?" Sir Manos said flatly. "I could smell her. She is bred easily," he spoke dispassionately. Eaglem stood quietly watching for a sign of weakness from his enemy. Lord Sir Manos paused, turning Rovash's face strangely sideways, studying his prey. "Your thin ropes would not hold me if I let it cut these hands off." He jerked the steel rings, banging them against the stone wall. Hot blood gushed down to his elbows as he considered it. "But I do like these hands. I use them to rip heads off of men before I eat them. The best part of the kill is the beating heart freshly torn away." He snickered at the thought. Lord Sir Manos turned his head towards Eaglem with the cold expression of the dragon and sneered, showing all of Rovash's teeth as he demonstrated how he would eat raw meat of human flesh. He liked seeing the horrified expression on the scrawny elf's face as it struggled to conceal its emotions. "When my dragon finds us, I will take you first. I will use your own hands to rip your stinking spawn from her belly before I end you." "Of this you can be sure," the Dragon Lord laughed as he continued his verbal assault. "She will not care when she's under my command. Your brother cannot help you. He's tied up." Sir Manos sadly shrugged his shoulders, mocking Eaglem's hopelessness. "When it is time to breed again, she will beg me to take her." He roared in laughter. His head lulled in a circle and the laughter faded. Rovash's body hung in the ropes, convulsing as the dragon moved too far away in its search for their hidden location. "End me, end yourselves!" Rovash's voice came rising up as he crashed his head into the stone wall. "Oh lords, there is no time." Sobbing and writhing, Ro fought a losing battle as the Dark One shoved its way back into his body. "Elendil was right. There is nothing this evil would not do," Eaglem said as he helplessly watched Sir Manos retake his brother, bulging veins and neck muscles strained in frustration against Eaglem's rope. "My dragon hunts you now," the Fallen Lord yelled in anger, wholly inside the stolen vessel. "It is only a matter of time," he spat furiously. "Not yet, leech." Eaglem's eyes narrowed as he picked up an iron fireplace tool and bludgeoned the monster into unconsciousness. "Do you mean to kill him?" Fiona screamed as she came running down the stairs. She was alarmed at the sight of EJ's actions. Ro's face was turning a bloody purple where he had hit him. "Not unless I have to." Eaglem railed through pursed lips, barely able to compose himself as he whipped the metal rod crashing against the far wall where it landed. He wanted to rip the mad god's head off for the vile things he'd just said. "I have to tell you something now, Fiona, and you must listen to me carefully. Ajlam snarled as he stomped up the stairs with Fiona close on his heels. EJ seems to be having a very hard time handling the Dragon Lord. But as his brother had pointed out the obvious, it wasn't so long ago that they were just all innocent and young and didn't have to deal with all this kind of crazy stuff. And as the stew begins to boil on the fire, the story continues. See you next week for another episode of Tales of Eldalorn. Bye-bye. It's a 30-second message from our sponsor, and it's me.